Morning. This is the Parayan of Aptavani 9, the DVD translations, the series of Pujya Niruma. The Parayan has been going on, and we are here in Simandar City on December 9th of 2010. And as the gathering in the absence of Deepak Bhai continues to watch the DVD, the environment and the vibrations are as if it is live again because of the beauty with which these DVDs have been recorded in the live translation. And the live translation is going on. This will really help you if you will have the Aptavani 9 book simultaneously with it. Now, this morning, most likely we are going to go into the chapter 6. We have covered up to pages 347. On and finished two last 2 days, we were on the sections of Garavta, which is intense and intense and deeply attached self, small self, indulgence. Wallowing in the worldly pleasures is the chapter that we finished. Stuck in the indulgence of worldly pleasures only, self-indulgence, small SELF. For those who are new, Dada Bhagwan is nothing, is but the Eternal One within every living being, and especially to be seen and recognized in the human beings that encounter us. Dada Bhagwan, the Living One, the Eternal One. This is DVD 7, and the chapter and the part 21 will be the most likely the one we will look at. Part 21. Now, so we are going on to chapter 6 on page 348. Lagutam, Gurutam, Lagutam. And there is an error here in the book. It simply means the lightest, and the lowest of the lowest. We are not concerned even if our liberation is delayed by one more lifetime, but our deepest intent is that this vijnan be propagated and the world should benefit from it. This is why I have come to explain it. I have the time, I have nothing to do, I do not even have any problem because I am the idlest person in the world and absolutely without any intellect. I am on my own, and so I do not have any hassles. I have many hassles. You have many hassles. Otherwise, I am no better than you. Do you feel that? It is only for the worldly interactions I am sitting on this highest. In addition to this, do you know what my height is? Lagutam. What does Lagutam mean? I am the smallest and the lightest of all the living beings in this world. This is my height. As far as the worldly life is concerned, I am the smallest. When it comes to name, fame, looks, wealth, pride, etc., I am Lagutam, the lightest and the lowest. And from the perspective of the S capital self, I am Gurutam, I am the heaviest of the highest. Therefore, in the home department, the self, I am Gurutam, and in the foreign department, the non-self, department, I am Laghutam. So what is Laghutam? Niruma says, look at the welding, look at our height. You know, in other words, Dada is giving a physical example of Laghutam. He says, I am the smallest of the smaller, small in the world. In the relative world, I am the smallest of the small ones. And they say, externally, I am just like you. But I am internally, I am the highest of the high. Questioner, page 349. It means the smallest of the small, but can we call it the best of all? Dadashi says, no, not the best. Laghutam, it is not the best from this perspective. Laghu means small. Laghu means the smallest. There is no living being smaller than the one who is Laghutam. This is the definition of Laghutam. In other words, there is nobody smaller than the one who is Laghutam. Questioner, is it the same as when people say, I am Dasanu Das, I am the servant of the servants, the humble most? Dadashri says, no. People have reached a state of being a servant of servants, Dasanu Das, but no one has reached the state of Laghutam. When I am in a Laghutam state, whereas I am in a Laghutam state, and that is why people will attain salvation. In the worldly sense, from the relative perspective, I am Laghutam, and in Nishchay, from the real or the absolute perspective, I am Gurutam. I am nobody's guru. I consider the whole world as my guru. I surrender to you all. I consider you all my guru, says Dada. I am sitting on the floor here. Someone will ask me, why are you sitting here? People will not let me sit on the floor. They will ask me to get up and sit higher. Otherwise, I prefer sitting down on the floor. Therefore, I am not in a state of being a superior. I am Laghutam. Therefore, so I am not your superior. You are my superior. I have never thought myself as being superior. So you do not have any problem, do you? You will be afraid of me only if I were superior to you. You may feel that he is a big man. What will he say? You may scold me, but I will not scold you. If I scold you, then it means I am in the wrong place. And if you scold me, it is because of a misunderstanding on your part. You do it because there is weakness in you. Is that not so? Otherwise, the whole world is my superior because I am Laghutam. How many superiors do you have? Why don't you say something? I'm not ready to accept Laghutam, the questioner says. Page 350. Dadashri says, why? Is it not possible? It is like this. Gurutam means to climb higher. When you have to climb a mountain, does it take more effort to climb up or down? To climb up is the answer. Dadashri. So Laghutam means to come down. That can be done very effortlessly, can it not? We did it very easily. So always have the inner intention of Laghutam. The more the inner intent of Laghutam you have, the greater will be your progress towards Gurutam, the self as capital within. And you attain a state of Gurutam only when you become Laghutam in the relative life. Question. Dadashri says that I have come down to the lowest level by playing naturally and without any effort. Effortlessly come down. What is it? Dadashri, Niruma says, in order to come to the state of the Laghutam, the lower than the lowest, that it does not require any effort. You just have to come down. Whereas when you have to climb higher than someone, when you have to exercise any superiority over someone, then it requires an effort. God is very pleased with the man without mamata, the minus. That is why in this worldly interaction, vyavahar, I am Laghutam, and in Nishchay, that is why, and in this Nishchay, in the realm of the self, I am actually Gurutam. I do not have any superiors. You don't have to do anything. It is an internal state of a position, a sense. That's in the Nirumas. Deepakway says, or somebody says, you did so well, then you will go inside. And so internally you have just climbed up when you take the credit. If you know that Vyavasthit is the doer, then you will not take any credit, and therefore you will do it. So five agnas and the awakened awareness of the five agnas through the five agnas of the self is what will keep you in the laghuttam, in the lower or the lowest. Therefore, that is why in the worldly interactions, vyavahara, I am laghuttam, and in nishchaya, in the realm of the S capital self, I am truly a laghuttam. A correction, I am turi gurutam. I do not have any superiors. Even God, the fully enlightened one, is very pleased with me. And that is what, then what else remains for me? People tell me, you call yourself Dada Bhagavan? I tell them, no, why would I do that? When God, the fully enlightened one within, is pleased with me, then why would I have a need to be called Bhagavan, God? The ruler of the 14 worlds has become pleased with me, and your ruler within you too will be pleased with you if you do what I tell you. It is better to have the Lord within be pleased with you. What will anyone gain from being a God? Let him be the God, whoever he is. The ruler of the 14 worlds have become pleased with me, and I am showing you the way in which you too can become the same. There is a great danger in being a God, and I would invite tremendous liability on my head. Why do you have to lose? Why would I get into this? Why should I want to do that? God has become very pleased with me. What is wrong with that? Pleased with me. So, is it better to be a God or to have God become very pleased with you and subservient to you? Which state is better? Page 351. Questioner. The state where God becomes very pleased with us. Dada Shri. Now, who would give up a higher state for a lower one? And I assure you that God is very pleased with me. He is, in fact, subservient to me. I also tell him, why don't you leave? And he tells me, where can I go? I'll tell you if there is any place. I told him, if you manifest within someone else, I do not have any problems with that. You have stayed here for many days, but surely there has to be a suitable place where he can go, right? That location has to be without mamata, without any minus, without ego, without ahankar, and only then can God manifest there. Such a room is needed. Does he not need a good place? God can become pleased with anyone. If a person has a little ego, there is no problem. However, God will inevitably become pleased when the one in whom all mamata, minus, is gone. He'll be very pleased with the one whose mamata is completely gone. Now there's LCM, this is a switch to page 352. Lowest common factor is God. When I was young, a teacher in the Gujarati school told me to learn Laghutam. So I told him, what do you mean by Laghutam? How can something be Laghutam, the smallest? He replied, you have to find the smallest indivisible number in a number that cannot be further divided from the numbers that I have given you. And at that age, do you know what term I used for the people and the individuals? I used to say, the number, this rakam is no good, therefore the subject suited me. I used the same terminology, so then it occurred to me, it is the same in these numbers too, is it not? I thought to myself, is it not the same in these numbers, human beings too? God dwells in everyone in an indivisible form. Niruma is just explaining the word, these numbers are not good. Dada, when he was little, he used to say, these numbers are not good, referring to human beings. Such numbers, these human beings are not good. This item is not good. People use the word item for human beings. Some people use rakam. This number is not good. Just a number, especially in India, human beings are just numbers. Millions, by the millions you encounter them. From that moment onwards, my nature began to lean towards Niruma. And so Niruma says, through the numbers he found, he did not know, but he says, these are all human beings only. But at the age of 13, he recognized the nature of human beings. From that moment, my nature began to lean towards Laghutam. It did not become Laghutam, but it began to lean towards the Laghutam, lower than the lowest, and then eventually it became Laghutam. By now, by relative viewpoint, I am completely Laghutam, and by real viewpoint, I am completely Gurutam. Therefore, in matters concerning worldly dealings, I am Laghutam. I was able to adopt this theory of Laghutam right from the beginning. So Dada, why did you give so much importance? Why do you give so much importance to the Laghutam state lower than the lowest? Dada Shri, this Laghutam is forever a safe side. The one who is Gurutam, as a, like a guru, a superiority, has fears. There is no fear of falling if I say Laghutam, is there? Those who sit higher have the fear of falling. Page 353. Nobody in the world is in a Laghutam state. The world is in a Gurutam state only. Everybody wants to be superior. Those who become Gurutam are the ones who will fall. That is why I have become Laghutam. My intention, my bhav towards the world is Laghutam, and that is why I do not have any fear of falling. Nothing affects me and nothing hinders me. In the relative realm, I am Laghutam. I say, sir, I am smaller than you. I am even smaller than the word you used to insult me with. At the most, he can call me a donkey, but I am way smaller than a donkey. Being a donkey is a heavy load, is it not? And I am without any load. So if you want to curse me, I am Laghutam. Laghutam is like space, akash. Laghutam does not feel anything. He will not be affected if he is not if he is insulted. Niruma says, you know how subtle the sky is, the space is. And so the one who becomes Laghutam, he is like space. He has space for everything and he has the energy to accommodate everything. Nothing will touch him. Nothing affects the one who is Laghutam. He is Vitarag there. And so this is, nothing touches the one who is Laghutam. Next. What I'm really saying is that if you want to show off your importance, wrath, if you want to towards me, then I'm Laghutam. And if you want me to be important, then I'm Gurutam. Laghuta makes you towards Guruta. If someone calls you unworthy and useless, then an unworthy person will not have any grounds to argue, will he? Unworthy means Laghutam. So is there only one kind of lineage of people in this world? Everything has been going on from the beginning of time, and as such there are no unworthy people, but the worthy people call them unworthy, and these unworthy people call them worthy people. These unworthy people call the worthy people unworthy. I investigated this deeper and found that they call each other unworthy. So it is not easy to find justice in this. Questioner, Laghutam is the justice. Dada Shri says, yes, Laghutam is the justice. Everything shapes up when a Laghutam person comes along. Then there is nothing to worry. And those who are worthy, no matter how much you try to make them Laghutam, they will take you towards Gurutam only. Next one. Instead of being helpless in all respects, become Laghutam. So eventually, will you not have to have the intent of being Laghutam on page 354? Otherwise, does a man miserable from sickness, is a man miserable from sickness not become helpless and dependent, lachar, before a doctor? Questioner, yes, he does. Dada Shri, it is better to become Laghutam than to become helpless and dependent, lachar. You should not become helpless, no matter what. All these prominent people, if they get a stomachache, they will say, I'll do whatever you tell me, doc. They become helpless at that time. They are very helpless. They cannot tolerate pain. Please give me something for this pain, doctor. They have tried lifelong to be Gurutam, and their constitution becomes weak and sensitive. One needs to have a strong constitution to become Laghutam. A Laghutam person will take the approach of, do what you have to do, doctor, but they will not become helpless, lachar. Lilo.
This time.
It says, Niruma, will you please explain that if you, those who have been nurtured their bodies a lot, and they have been kind of pampered their bodies a lot, become weak. So now weak, next one, we have never shown any helplessness in our life, not even if they were to cut us. To be helpless, lachar, in all areas is tremendous violence or himsa towards the self. To be helpless, lachar, in any areas is tremendous violence towards the self. It is Atmahinsa, violence towards the self, small SELF. There is bound to be pain and suffering as long as there is a body. There is no way out of that, but you should not become helpless. You should become Laghutam instead. One's real self is the soul, the owner of infinite energy. So why, when you say I'm helpless, how low a state is it? How can you be helpless? How can something, what lachar means somebody who is helpless, somebody becomes a beggar even though he is an emperor of his own worlds. Lachar, you are a pure soul, says Deepak Bhai, but you become so helpless. The moment, and they say, when you are lachar means you feel helpless, you feel like you got nothing to help you. You feel so dependent, you feel so helpless, you feel weak, you feel like even though you have everything, you feel very despondent, and that's all. Lachar, you are just like a beggar. Helpless. This is there is no helplessness where there is the S capital self. Why not become Laghutam instead? What is the difference between Lachar and Gurutam? And Laghutam. What is the difference between Laghutam and Lachar? Niruma says it is the opposite, is it not? It is low. In Lachari, the Deepak Bhai says, in Lachari, in despondency and helplessness, you have dehadyas, you have the belief that I am this body and I am helpless, I am weak. Whereas in Laghutam, you are absolutely separate from the body, says, no matter what happens to the body, it's not me at all. Supposing you're so sick that you cannot even get out of bed. If somebody makes you sit up, will you not feel lachar? Will you not feel weak? Why do you feel weak? Because you feel I am this body and oh my body is so sick, etc. But if you are Guru, but if you are Laghutam, it's an internal state of the S capital self of the one who is awakened and is on this side of the line of demarcation. He says, no, I am not even this body. I mean, I am aware of the one who is sick and very weak. Whenever you have to take any other human being's help, then you feel weak and helpless. And it should not be so. You should say that I am a pure soul, he is a pure soul. SC is doing it. His SCs are such that he is helping this person's SCE. I am not the one who is taking the help. It is all happening as part of the unfolding SCE. Lachari and weakness and beggary is actually to become the body and move away from the S capital self. And so we are all with the Gnan, we are the S capital self. We should not enter into Lachari but should become Laghutam. In other words, we need to be an inner state of I am. Next question. Laghutam means I am pure soul. And then, what does it mean? Ultimately, you'll have to come to the I am pure soul. But this is in the relative level. At the relative level, there is a sense that I am lower than the lowest. When you say that, if you have anything that this is happening to me, this is my happening, these are all intents of the body, all the lepaiman bhavs of the body, these are all that tend to smear the body, and I am not that, says Deepak Bhai, I am pure soul. This is all relative, they split it up completely from the real and it become. And so then it says, in Nishchay I am Gurutam. In other words, in the level of the S capital self, Nishchay means self. When you say the word Nishchay, it means S capital self. And when you say relative, it means Vevar, the worldly interaction. And so the confusion is, in the relative level I am lower than the lowest, but that is an internal state by remaining aware of who you are, not by becoming Kimochi. You see, remaining aware of who you are, you have to have a sense that I am lower than the lowest, lighter than the lowest, nobody is superior to me. It is a relative interactive state there where you kind of become very meek and humble and lower than lowest. It is a state of sublimation of the ego, but not necessarily to the point of me feeling very weak and helpless. question. Because Lagutam is part of worldly interaction. He says, I am the most unworthy of everything. Is that not part of worldly interaction? Niruma says, yes. Then I'm the wife of the wife. For the husband has to say that I am the wife of the wife. Is it not part of sublimation of the ego only? Yes, it is. It is especially for the one who is very bossy and who is very male chauvinistic attitude towards his wife. He should say, no, I'm the wife of the wife. So it depends upon the problem, says Niruma. Now, in other words, if you have risen very high in the relative, then this to adopt the opposite, it will make you come down in your relative on attraction. If you believe you are somebody, if you think you are somebody, then this is going to drive you away from your exact application of the Agna number 3, and therefore you have to say that I am the lower than the lowest. And now question, consequences of Gurutta, to become the Guru. Do you have a desire to become Lagutam? Questioner says yes. Dadashri says that is very good. Questioner. They say, Prabhuta se Prabhuta dur. Prabhuta se Prabhuta dur, meaning God distances himself from the one who wants to become a God. Dadashri. Questioner. Dadashri says, yes, that is why I have said that I remain liberated and Lagutam, lower than the lowest. So I enjoy the grandeur of a Gurutam state, the highest state. My appearance and conduct is Lagutam. For the world, I am the smallest. I am Lagutam. And for those who want to attain Gnan, I am the greatest. I am Gurutam. So if you want liberation, I am Gurutam. And there is no one higher than me. And if you want to be great in the worldly life, then I am Lagutam. Now, if people want liberation, and if I do not say I am a Gurutam, then nothing will be achieved. And what do people want to be in this world? Questioner, they want to be Gurutam. They want to become Gurus. Dadashri says, where did you see that? Questioner, I have seen it in the world, in me. Dadashri says, but that is not the case with the people outside, is it? Are there any Gurutam people out there? The questioner says, yes. Dadashri says, is that so? Are they all not in Gurutam? They all believe this is the relative self, this is Atma, and this relative self is the Atma, and we have to make it Gurutam. Everyone has a desire to be Gurutam. Everyone wants to be a Guru. They get the slightest of the respect and they are happy and their Gurutam increase. They want liberation and yet they become Gurutam. Now, is that a contradiction or not? On page 356, that is a sign for wandering for countless lives, because all those who have tried to become Gurus in the worldly life have fallen. They all have become trapped. Tell me, did they not trapped or not? Only those who become Lagutam were able to swim through the ocean of life. This path is not for those who want to become Gurutam. Those who try to be Gurutam take a beating and in the end they become senseless and create the obstacles antarai in the path of liberation. Do you understand what I mean by obstacles? Questioner, how can one get rid of those obstacles antaraya? Dadashri, you have to have the bhav of Lagutam, the inner intent of being the small. Then the obstacles will all go away. When you become have the intention of becoming the smaller than the smallest, then your obstacles will go. All the obstacles. Okay, so Deepak is switching. And okay, the next page 358. The whole world looks for the Gurutam in the relative. So to begin with, there is the desire to become a Guru, and then they show their superiority, Guruta. Then he tries to be the Gurutam, the highest of all, become this way. But no one has become Gurutam this way. What does our Vignan say, our spiritual science say? It says Lagutam is the relative and Gurutam is the real. That is the main thing. What does every religion claim? They say liberation is through their religion. Does anyone say that there is no liberation through their religion? Everyone will tell you our religion is the best. Who is the only one they can say, only one that can say that his religion is the lowest? The one who has found the path of the Vitrags can say our religion is lower, but but yours is higher. Children will always call that which is small big. Those who are not mature will be impressed by anything, anyone and anyone, anything. Older, Nirma says, how beautiful. Only the Vitarag Dharma, the religion of the absolutely detached ones without any abhorrence or an attachment, are the ones who will say that we ours is the lower than the lowest religion. We ours. But those who are in competitiveness, those who are in jealousies, they will always constantly have this this sense that our religion is better than yours. Our religion. He says the one who has attained the religion of the Vitarag has nothing to say, has no claims to stake, has nothing to really assert. This is the religion of the Vitarag. The religion of the Vitrags. But nowadays the religion of the Vitarag, the Jains, the religious people of the Vitarag religion, the religion of the people of Mahavir, they always say this is we are superior. What are you saying, Navneet Bhai? Yes, all of them are saying that yes, we are, this is ours. And that she says, even as a very, very senior person will say, no, our religion is this. In fact, the one who believes his religion is superior will always be discontent, will always be dissatisfied. Whereas the one who is truly Vitarag, the one who has attained it, has no claims to stake. He has nothing to really assert. He doesn't really need to make any kinds of statements with reference to where he is. Those who are mature will not be impressed by anything in anyone. Older mature people place themselves lower and make others feel higher and more important. They are content with that. On page 358, paragraph 3, ending. The religion of the Vitarag, he does not need to take any satisfaction from anything, period. His vision is turned completely towards the Vitarag. His vision is not in the relative at all. His vision is on the S capital self only. Are we not anyone's superior, are we? On the contrary, says Dada Shri, we are below him, and that is why he behaves well. He remains straightforward. Otherwise, he would not. He will oppose you if you try to be his superior. If you say, I am your disciple, he will be straight with you. Everyone enjoys being a guru and thus showing superiority in the relative world. There is also competition with one another. One guru will claim, I have 160 disciples, and the other one will say, I have 170 disciples. All this is superiority, guruta only. One needs to be lagutam in the relative. Then he will not fall. There is no suffering or misery in lagutam, page 359. Otherwise, one will have to become a cow or a buffalo from here. When a person dies, he will take anger, pride, deceit and greed along with him. Separation due to differences of opinions, matbhed, is not going to go away easily in this life. They will go automatically if one's life form changes, but not otherwise. Either one becomes an animal, etc. There are no such straight men around, are there? On the contrary, one claims, I am something. You fool, what do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Now, undertake the switching, now page 360, undertake the yoga of Lagutam. So our yogis of Lagutam, nobody in the world has such a yoga, in other words, inner effort to unite. What does a person have to do with such a yoga? Dada Shri says, you have to become lighter by the day. You have to become lagu, not guru, heavy. You have to become lighter. By becoming a disciple, shishya of everyone, you will become a disciple of the whole world, even of the dogs, donkeys, trees, leaves, disciple of everybody. So you will become lagutam. You have become lagutam by making everyone. Do you you like this yoga of Laghutam or not? I do like it. Dadashi said, this is the very meaning of yoga, page 361. One gets hold of either yoga of Gurutam, excelling in the worldly life, or yoga of Laghutam. It is one or the other. When the yoga of Gurutam, with the yoga of Gurutam, one becomes heavy. He becomes Gurutam. Guru means heavy, and when something is heavy, it will sink. As he sinks, he will also take down everyone else around him. When does a guru not sink? He will not sink when he has the guru killi, the key that helps him float. Lagu means light and guru means heavy. Those who want to be big and famous have grabbed on to the Gurutam yoga. Everyone wants to be big, and they have all taken a beating in the process. They have died in such beatings life after life. No one succeeds, because how many can take the first prize in a horse race? How many horses win the trophy? If 5 million horses run a race, how many come first? The first prize goes only to the winning horse, does it not? The rest die huffing and puffing. Therefore, practice Laghutam Yoga. Yes, but what is the Vidhi, the special process for it? Dadashi says the Vidhi is to become the disciple of everyone in the world. If someone calls you unworthy, then become his disciple by saying, you are my guru because you made me aware that I am unworthy. This is a very big thing, says Niruma, page 361. This is simple. If you can just learn this, if you can just learn that you are my guru, my friend, because you made me understand and know that I am worthless. This is it in a real. When people give it to you, when the people insult you, people put you down, people deprecate you, people deride you, people disparage you, people insult you, people throw you down, etc. Then you should just say, then you can say, but here, what do we say? I will show you what I am. I'll show you. I'll take care of you. I will. Instantly, the intellect goes into the competitive spirit mode to try to better himself or herself with this thing. And this is a very valuable opportunity to learn from that. This person who comes to offend you in the relative, the person who comes to upset you in the relative, is really trying to do you a great favor. And at that time, you should just have a true inner acceptance that, my friend, you are my teacher. You have taught me something. It should not be just a verbal kind of a talk. It should be a true, heartfelt inner understanding through the science of Dada, that you know that you really are trying to teach me. Do you all understand this thing? If somebody tells us something that does not fit our way of looking at it, at that time it is so critical to understand it and to accept it, really accept it from within. Questioner. Supposing. Supposing I accept it, then will my worldly interaction fall? Niruma says, which worldly interaction of yours has ever improved life after life? Says, let it go. Why don't you try it? She says, if I don't hold on to my viewpoint, will it not fall off? No. Why don't you try it? Accept it. Learn it. Truly. Because you are trying to change it through your own intellect only. He says, but at least just accept it in the natural way that you should be accepted. Nobody's worldly interaction is going to improve I have seen such masters of their intellect, they think that they believe that my interaction is the best in the world, I know is perfect, etc. Mine is just like Dada's, etc. I have seen such people who believe like this. Even they are still around. They believe their worldly interaction like Dada's, yet they do not have that vyavar like Dada. Vyavar meaning worldly interaction only. So nobody's worldly interaction has ever beautified or improved, says Niruma. Forget it. It doesn't happen. If you go to his wife, there is a complaint. If you go to his children, there is a complaint. You go to his co-workers, there is a complaint. If you go to his friends, there is a complaint about him. How can you call that worldly interaction improved? Where have people kind of gotten stuck? Why don't you just let it go? Let it be, my friend. Mukone. Mukone means, Mukone is a Gujarati word for let it be. Let it be. Just let it be. Muko. Mukido. Let it go. Muko is a nice word. Let it go. Because the moment you enter into any sense of superiority, you are believing that the other person is inferior to you, and you've just lost it. And it lets you enter into garvaras, the doership, and lets you enter into garva, and then it proceeds on to the 40 times weight of garvaras, this tasting the sweet taste of doership, especially if you succeed somewhat. Question, huh? So do I just have to have the intention, Niruma? How can I have the intention that, especially when supposing there is a abhiman, extra pride, or there is a sweet taste of doership? Niruma says, then you learn. Dada has just told us that I am the disciple of everybody in this world. I am smaller than the smallest in this world. Learn from Dada. I want to learn from every human being who comes to me. He has something to teach me. Niruma, what is this Guru Kili? Guru Kili, it is coming. It is going to come ahead. It is only for the one who wants a Guru. Deepak says only when you want to get Guru Kili. What is Guru? Guru Kili. Guru Kili means that which will not let you sink as a Guru. Do you want to become a Guru of your husband? Do you want to become a Guru of your children? No, you don't. Then you don't need the Guru Kili. Guru Kili is like a peg, the hook that you hold your clothes up. You know, when you want to hang your clothes, do you not hang it on a hook? In the same way, if you have hook that lifts you up, when you are a guru, will not lift, let you sink. It's called a Guru Kili. The world's guru. No, the world is a guru. The world's guru? No, the world is a guru. And people tell me on page 361, we want to make you our guru. I tell them, no, do not make me a guru. There are many gurus elsewhere. I have made the whole world my guru. I consider you all as my guru. Why are you making me a guru? I am no. Dada Shri is constantly in the inner awakened state. He says it is all over is in every blood cell of his body, in every cell of his body for Dada. Why are you making me a guru? I am the lower than the lowest. Please don't make me a guru. And it is my state. It is my state, says Dada. I am nobody's guru. I am a Laguttam Purush, P capital. I am not naive that I would become a guru. I have never been anyone's guru. I live as the disciple of the whole world, and I tell everyone to become Laguttam. Whoever wants to become a guru, let him be. But how can a guru swim across the ocean of the worldly life and help others swim across? Such gurus have to keep a Guru Kili, a special key with them, so that they are able to swim and help others to do the same. The Gnani can give them the Guru Kili to become Guru Laguttam, and then they become a guru. Otherwise, to become a guru in the current time cycle is a sign of going down to a lower life form. Gurus of the Dwapar and the Treta Yuga, the previous eras of the present cosmic time cycle, were true gurus. And now they do not even have a Guru Kili as a guru. So I tell the gurus, do not become a guru, otherwise you will sink and drown, and you will drown others too. Take the Guru Kili from me. One has to have the Guru Kili. When we give that Guru Kili, his work will be done. Gurus should be certified. They must be free of all kashais, and they should also have the. So what is a Guru Kili? A guru should keep in mind that his role as a guru and which path he needs to take, so that he does not sustain a loss and that all his disciples benefit. Therefore, this guru should have taught him to remain Laguttam. Then carry out your duties as a guru. Yes, that is the Guru Kili. He will pay a heavy price while playing the role of the guru. He becomes Gurutam and assumes superiority. If he remains Laguttam and then plays his role as a guru or whatever else, then the real fruit of his actions will be a Gurutam state, the expression of the state of the self. But for the time being, he continues to be Laguttam. This is the meaning of Guru Kili. Guru Kili means so remain the lower than the lowest. Remain in a constantly receptive mode. And so get all your work done, thinking that you are the disciple of all the disciples. We are the disciple, you are smaller than the smallest, lighter than the lightest. But if you do not try to exercise any kind of superiority or your authority as a guru at all, Questioner. But what should that guru do in order to become Laghutam? Do. He just has to maintain the inner intent bhav of wanting to be Laghutam. When someone refers to him as a guru, page 363, and there is no other word for this worldly interaction, vyavahar, then he should say, yes, I am his guru. But from within, he should know that he is Laghu. Therefore, everyone in this reality world should try to maintain a state of being small, smaller to the smallest. One should not try to be a guru or a superior. Exact. Even I can say. Yes, usually the worldly people, when they say, oh, he's my guru, he also starts believing, I am a guru. But if he really believes that I am really a guru, it's in inside. Yes. Even if he believes that I am the guru, and yes, he will continue to believe that. Even if he believes to the slightest extent that I am this the guru of these people, but if he becomes. But if he becomes the guru, then he will become the guru for sure. Gurupad is such that it will not make him a Laghutam. And therefore, from Vyavahar, you can say that yes, I am their leader, but a guru. But inside, you should have the sense that I am instantly. It should remain constantly that I am Laghu. I am not the guru. And the guru pad is the guru is a relative. In a train, you are a passenger. In a hospital, you are a patient, etc. So, it is a relative path. It is a relative sense of. But if to believe the relative to be yours, then you will totally lose it all. The exact separation has to remain. This Laghutam path is in the relative. Next one, exactness through Laghutam. Questioner, you say, I am the most Laghutam of Atmas, Laghutam Atma. There is no superior over me. I am absolutely independent. How can others not remain free in this way? Why is it necessary to follow the Ajna of a Guru Dadashri? Everyone is independent indeed. What is the need to abide by a Guru's instructions? One has to remain in the Ajna of the one within. But the Kashaya of anger, pride, deceit and greed within continue to beat him up incessantly. So, who can become free and independent? The one whose anger, pride, deceit and greed is gone can be free. Otherwise, he cannot be, can he? And the disciple will follow the Guru's Ajnas if they are acceptable. And the disciple will follow the Guru's Ajnas if they are acceptable. He will not if they are not. These Ajnas are not mine. They are not one's own. I have never scolded anyone on this day. I have told everyone that I am his or her disciples. But by the relative viewpoint, I am everyone's disciple. I am Laghutam. And by real viewpoint, I am Gurutam. Therefore, from the viewpoint of the worldly interaction, there is no one inferior to me. Everyone is superior to me. And through the real viewpoint, the viewpoint of the Lord, there is no one superior to me. That is what I am saying. Do you understand? So, is everyone not my superior? I am the disciple of everyone. This lady is reading very fast. Questioner. Now, but questioner. In the book of the Flawless Vision, Deepak Bhai said in the para, if somebody comes to me, and if Deepak Bhai says that if somebody comes and confesses to me his mistakes, then I would immediately say, are these errors not in me? Okay, she has switched into another book. Now Niruma says, why don't we just go into these things only? And so they didn't want to go into that at all. Questioner. Niruma didn't want to address the Flawless Vision book. Questioner. May they come here to...
પણ મોટો બરાબર હોય તો જસ્ટિફાઈ થાય.
So it depends. When there are big things that I accept, but in small things there is a tendency to protect my own intellect and mistakes. When the Magnani tells me something, I agree, but when other people are around and when they give their proposals, my intellect rises. And so my intellect tends to creep in when it is the interaction with somebody that is not a Gnani. And so then what is it? But they come here to you to attain from you. How can the Guru come to you? You may not. Niruma says, he says, your intentions are with you and his intentions are with him. So, if he is showing you something, why don't you accept it? Accept it, whether. Otherwise, it will remain as a mistake only. The other person is coming to you trying to point out something that is probably not right in world interactions. And at that time, you cannot hang on to your viewpoint only. You cannot say that, no, it is not my mistake at all. But the one who wants liberation, the one who wants to become free, should accept it whichever way it is. You should not insist on the relative that, no, mine is correct and his is wrong. Just let go. And this is the toughest part here. And so, even when there is no mistake, you tend to accept it and say that even when it is not your mistake, if you let go of it, it will help you tremendously. It is not the mistake which is the important thing, it is your insistence on it which is the real problem. To the insistent is the problem. Yes, the mistakes are going to happen one way or the other in worldly interactions, because in the relative there is nothing absolutely correct. And so your insistence and your unyielding attitude is the problem, not the... it is not something that you have to accept just through lip service. You have to accept it heartily. You have to understand that I want to become free from this rather than to continue. Niruma, supposing I can say that I have listened to your talk, Niruma. Yes, I can tell him that I've listened to your viewpoint and I will try my best to adjust. Niruma says that then it all becomes an excuse, is it not? You see, you're trying to make some kind. When you say yes, I will accept your viewpoint and I will check into it, you're still not let go of it. Again, the intellect in a very subtle way is creeping in. You see, instead. It's more important is my self capital movement being affected in any way? In other words, is it preventing me in the expression of the bliss of the self? Then Niruma, then later on, I feel like the letter, somebody will say that, it will all go to Niruma. Then if it doesn't work here, the person will say it will all go to Niruma. But inside, the intellect will say, why does it have to go to Niruma? I mean, why can't we solve it ourselves, etc.? And he says, you think you are right? Just because you want to become right in front of Niruma, these are all just poles. These are all insincerities of the intellect only. If Niruma approves, then I am right. Who is Niruma here? In other words, you always try to... This is nothing here. He says, in other words, the best judge is your own S capital self within, really. In terms of... when you know whether you are in the blissful state. And do you know who is drinking this water, says Niruma? The ego is drinking this water and you are constantly thirsty. The ego is drinking away all the water. In fact, really the self is absolutely ignored in this thing. S capital is ignored and the pride is swallowing away all of this thing. The pride and the ego is taking this thing. And so in order to try to validate your sense of what you do is correct, you are trying to, you're totally moving away from the S capital self. And so what happens? So what happens if Niruma beats me up or, scolds me? But Niruma, but you never come here. You're always running away from me. You don't come near me, says Niruma. You should have the capacity to take a beating from Niruma, says Niruma. You should have the capacity to take the scolding of where you're wrong. But most of the people try to run away from Niruma because they know that Niruma will thrash them and to try to beat their ego down and their intellect down. Chi is not kachi, it is chi. Kachi nahi, kachi. Chi means poop. Chi means S-H-I-T. Kachi are people who are from western part of Gujarat. Not kachi, chi. This is the manno chi. This is the shit of pride. This is the excreta of pride. He says one went out and another one came in. One kachi came in. So this is all chi only. So another one here is Sanjay, and this is another one with the chi, another kachi. Another one with the shit of pride. This is a Niruma. I try to solve my problems myself. I don't want to tell anybody about it. If I tell somebody, then he will only complicate the matter. So that is called cheap man. That means if you try to solve it yourself, that means it's called cheap man. It is cheap pride. I'll try to solve it yourself only. You don't want to go to anybody. Okay. Niruma. When we were doing the Samaya of Garvaras, the sweet taste of doership, says the Sri. It is because I am the doer that there is the sense of the heavy dew. But the suffering that comes later on, is that not a negative Garvaras? Garvaras is sweet, so then isn't the is the suffering of called the negative Garvaras? Is a question from Sri Shwai. Niruma says, we don't use the word negative Garvaras, but we just use Garvaras means mithas only, the sweet taste of doership. And the suffering that comes, it is the reaction to the sweet taste of doership, which is the suffering of it. It is because you became the doer, then you had to become the sufferer. That is the reaction. It is a chain reaction. Once you became the sweet taster of the sweet taste of doership, then you will become the sufferer of that. It says. But you see, usually when the suffering comes, you tend to blame somebody else and you say, no, because it did it, I'm suffering. Whereas when you are tasting the sweet juice of doership, you are tasting it and you are not allowing anyone else to share it. So when in the Garvaras you want to eat the whole cake, and when the suffering comes you want to throw the plate to others, empty plate to others. Just as now Deepak Bhai is going to do the Vidhi for us from tomorrow. Friday, December 2010, we'll be reading the Dadavani tomorrow. Tomorrow bring December 2010 Dadavani, which is an excellent one, December 2010. And Deepak Bhai is now doing the Vidhi. So tomorrow, please, all of you get your December 2010 Dadavani ready. The English version should be with you. It's an excellent one, specifically underlined, very nice Dadavani. Magazine, in fact, every page of Dada, wherever the Q&A is nothing but pure, new scriptures for liberation of humanity only. Every page liberates you. It begins with the light within. It is like turning on the switch within you so that you can see it exactly where there is nobody else to really be at fault, nobody else to be blamed, and the light within lets you see it in exactness with reference to your own kashais, which is the essence of the role of the Mahatmas after the Gnan Vidhi. So for those of you who do not have access to the list on the internet, it is on dadashri.org, dadashri.org /satsang, satsang.html. All of these audio translations are listed there. Jai Sachidanand, says Deepak Bhai, Vidhi. Let us do the Vidhi now. Shuddhatma chun, 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 Shuddhatma chu, Shuddhatma chu, Shuddhatma chu, Shuddhatma chu, Shuddhatma chu, chu, Shuddhatma 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 chu, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand. We are reading the, just informing what we are reading to Deepak Bhai. And tomorrow we'll be reading Dadavani 2010. See if you can catch Suresh Bhai here. Suresh Bhai, if you can see him. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand.